It's music time in Africa. Hi, I'm Rita Rochelle in Washington, D.C., here in the USA, and this is Voice of America's special weekly program that brings you the wonderful sounds of popular and traditional African music on recordings from your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. We're here in our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, downtown Washington, D.C., in the USA. We're happy to have you with us, friends, and again, thank you for letting us share part of your Sunday evening together. From South Africa now, from an album released by Earthworks record label, a nice blend of Mbakanga rhythms with Zulu choral harmony, and even a bit of jazz fusion thrown in for good measure. We're talking about the music of Mzwakhe Mbuli, South Africa's jive poet. The music of Mzwakhe Mbuli, South Africa's famous jive poet with his own blend of all those wonderful sounds we're familiar with today, Mbakanga, Zulu choral music with South African jazz and jive. It's nice and upbeat to begin today's first edition of Music Time in Africa, and we're coming to you on VOA's Africa service from Washington, D.C., here in the USA. My my friends, you're listening to our regular weekly program of African music on VOA's Africa Service, coming to you from our studios on Independence Avenue downtown in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here in the USA. And if this is the first time you're tuning to our station, an extra big welcome to you, and we hope you'll continue listening and enjoying the many different programs specially prepared for you by Voice of America's Africa Service. We're broadcasting to Africa on shortwave, and for our listeners in Southern Africa, we're also on medium wave, and that can be found on 621 kilohertz. Our program schedule shows all of our programs broadcast in English for Africa, with a list of the frequencies and times for each program. You can request one simply by writing to this address. Write to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and the postal code is 20547 USA. And I'd like to remind you again that we have an alternate address that we highly recommend you use. It may be a little less expensive for you in view of the fact that postal rates have become so high in many countries around the world. That's why we always recommend this alternate address, because we do want to hear from you and keep in touch with our listeners. Here's the address we recommend. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. Again, this is the address. If it's easier for you, simply write to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. We have music from Zimbabwe for you this evening. Zimbabwe is a fascinating country. It's in South Central Africa, bordered by Zambia on the north, Mozambique on the north and east, Botswana on the west, and South Africa on the south. Zimbabwe became an independent nation in 1980 and today has over 11 million people. The Mashona, that is the Shona-speaking people, make up about 80% of the population. The Matabele, who speak Sindebele, represent about 19% of the population. The history of Zimbabwe is also fascinating. Stone Age tools and ancient ruins of stone buildings show evidence of early civilization. The most impressive findings have been the Great Zimbabwe Ruins. Actually, that's how the country got its present name. And now, here's the music man to tell us about the music and the cultural traditions of Zimbabwe. Leo.
Thank you, Rita. This first recording of traditional music from Zimbabwe is music of the Wakaranga, one of the important ethnic groups that make up the 10 million people in that country. The Wakaranga is also the largest of the subgroups of the Shona people. They have their own distinctive style of singing and music making. This is a medley of Wakaranga songs recorded some years ago, I believe in the early 1950s. The first song begins with Andisa Guta.
Andisa Guta, Kalanda Guta Nijaro Amai, 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 Ino Bope Jaka.
Kanda kutanjara mai andisa guta nani ari Yoko sara nani irida Irida Endera ndo kifa irida Zigai wediro irida
That was a medley of Wakaranga songs recorded in the early 1950s in the Buhera district in the central part of Zimbabwe. Well, this recording comes from the same area, the Buhera district. It was recorded in 1949. The reason I think it's a treasure is because of the musician in the recording, Simoni Mashoka. He was one of the most noted and popular players of Mbira music during the 40s and 50s. As you know, the Mbira is the wonderful thumb piano found throughout most of Africa. But in Zimbabwean musical history, it holds a very important and highly respected place. I'll tell you more about that, but first, the recording. Tambara Dika Tumbure Munzaiwe. Stretch out your leg so that I can take out the thorn in your foot. By Simoni Mashoka, one of Zimbabwe's great Mbira masters of the past. Zimbabwe has been inhabited from the very earliest times. Archaeological studies start the history of Zimbabwe about 500,000 years ago, and probably the most interesting relics are the rock paintings or Bushman paintings that can be seen today in Zimbabwe's national museums. Archaeologists and anthropologists have probably done more work in the area of the Great Zimbabwe ruins than anywhere else in Central Africa. Because of the vast literature available and evidence uncovered by extensive research, the history of the Shona-speaking peoples is placed at about the 8th century AD. Also among the relics found at the Great Zimbabwe ruins were parts of the oldest type of Mbira, the Zavadzimu. Mbira music reached one of its richest forms of expression in Zimbabwe, and especially among the Shona. Mbira players were always held very high in esteem, and still are, not only for entertainment, but also for music during important religious and social occasions. Mbira music, it is believed, invokes the ancestral spirits, bridging the world of the living with that of the departed ancestors. Mbira instruments of the Shona are among the most sophisticated in Africa, enabling musicians to develop an intricate polyphonic music that I believe really shows the beauty of African melodic music. One of Zimbabwe's well-known contemporary Mbira players is Efat Majuru, who came to our studio during his concert tour in the United States.
Olio, I remember Efat Majuru's visit. What a wonderful musician. He came with an arm full of Mbiras, different types and sizes, and he played them for us.
Well, he's part of the interview and his music.
Tinotende, wauye.
Tinotende, matima, katidaizo.
In Zimbabwe, it was in the Zimbabwe ruins where they found parts of the oldest type of Mbira, known as, and this is, I believe, what you call the Mbira Zavadzimu.
That's right. I agree. That's right. The oldest Mbira of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And the Mbira has been used for religious doctrine in the great Zimbabwe ruins. It's still being played there, and the culture has become much more and more strong.
Who was the master from whom you learned how to play the Mbira?
One of our forefathers was called Nembire. He was the great Mbira player who has all the stock of the Mbira family. Mm-hmm. And now my grandfather also learned from them, and he taught me how to play the Mbira. My family is called the Mbire, and they were known as the Mbira players. Mm-hmm. And my forefathers, they came from a place called Guruswat, and they came to Zimbabwe ruins. And now they moved to Wedza Mountain, and they've been working with making iron, and we are known as the Wambire people. And another family has moved to Amtali, now called the Zimunya area. They are all the family of the Wambire people. They've carried the religion from the ancient time. And our great-grandparents was called Nembire. He has created the empire of Monomtapa.
Which instrument is the most popular today?
The Mbira Zavadzimu, the Mbira Huru, the big Mbira. Because in the whole of Africa, you find Mbiras, but they become smaller and smaller and smaller. But the big Mbira that has got this power, the sound, you can find that in Zimbabwe.
And then, besides the Zavadzimu, you have the Njari.
Yeah, that's right. Mbira, Zavadzimu, and Njari also, they play a very important part.
You've brought here with you now four different types of Mbira.
Yes. This instrument is called Nyunga Nyunga or Karimba. That's the lower notes.
And how many notes does this have?
15 keys.
15 keys.
Yeah. The next instrument is the 22 keys. I call this Mbira. It's on the same range of the Mbira, Zavadzimu.
Next one now.
This is called Njari. This has got 27 notes. The most musicians now, they play the Mbira Zavadzimu. But some of the musicians, they play also Mbira Zavadzimu and Njari.
Okay, and this last instrument is the Mbira Huru.
Mbira Huru, yeah. Mm. This has got 25 notes.
And
this is for Vadzimu, the spirit one. I threw it across the river. I heard some beautiful music coming out from the ground. I took the music to the people. To my surprise, I found the people are sitting on the ground. I said, "Why are you sitting on the ground? We don't have a mat." I gave them my mat, and they were dancing on top of my mat. After a while, I found they break my mat. I said, "Why did you break my mat? We are sorry, our son. In a replacement of your mat, we are going to give you a cow." I says, "Oh, I like some milk." And the cow was walking in front of me. Tia, 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 da, da, da. After a while, I found some people, they were trying to milk frogs. I said, "What are you trying to do?" He said, "We don't have a cow to milk." I gave them my cow. After a while, I asked, "Where is my cow?" They says, "We don't know. In a replacement of your cow, we are going to give you a noble carry." So I was given a noble carry. I was walking with my noble carry. After a while, I found some people, they were trying to shoot animal with their pop gun. I says, "Here's the noble carry. It's better to have a noble carry." So they took my noble carry. After a while, I found they break my noble carry. "Why did you break my noble carry?" "We are sorry." So they gave me one of their beautiful daughter. And I was walking with that. She was also smiling. And I went home, and they brewed beer, and I invited all the friends. I told them, "Oh, what has happened?" They all laughed, and that was the end of my problem. That's the end of the story.
Efat Majuru of Zimbabwe playing the Mbira za Vadzimu.
You've been listening to the Wakaranga Shona music from Zimbabwe here on Music Time in Africa. And again, thank you, Leo, for the music and for telling us something about the musicians and the musical instruments. Now over to West Africa for one of the tracks from Logozo, a CD released in 1991 by Angélique Kidjo of Benin, one of Africa's truly beautiful international superstars.
Bye.
That was Angélique Kidjo of Benin, West Africa, with one of her own original songs from the CD, La Gozo, released in 1991. Good music as always here on Music Time in Africa. Leo and I will be right back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now, so set your clocks for 1930 GMT when we'll have our second edition featuring another full half hour of the best in African popular music, provided to us by some of Africa's finest pop bands. So I recommend that you stay right there. Keep your dial tuned to VOA's Africa service. I'm Rita Rochelle, inviting you now to listen to a report of the latest news, which is coming to you from the Voice of America. And for now, as always, my love to all of you.